receive. Again, it's Sidney 20, Green 7. But, boy, you put some points maybe up on this first drive, Trojans could get right back into it.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, in retrospect, if they don't and they turn it over to the high-powered scoring machine of the Warriors and they score, then you may have a long night ahead of you.
So this will be a big drive to start the second half for the Green Trojans. If they get the ball, you never know with this Sidney kickoff team. They could pull something, a rabbit out of the hat. So we'll have to be careful and watch what they do. Here is Finch. Looks like he's going to kick it long, and he will. Up high in the air, it is fielded here by the Green Trojans. And this will be Coy Austin. He's got a hole. Austin's at the 45 to the 50. Can he outsprint Ethan Finch to the 30, to the 20, to the 10? Touchdown, Green Trojans. Coy Austin, there's that track speed, folks. Takes it to the house.
Yeah, it's a real nice play. And I want to tell everybody, I got to tell you, that was absolutely fantastic. Just skill-wise, absolutely perfect. He was not in a hurry. He took his time. He let his block set up. And as soon as the blocks made, or as soon as they made their block, he hit the hole in the gap and then just outran Ethan Finch to the goal line.
Wow, and he waited. He was so patient
yep.
for that hole to open up, and when it did, it looked like the Red Sea was parting, and he just zipped through that hole, and he was off to the races. And Coy Austin, big-time touchdown there for the Green Trojans.
Yeah, we were talking about the track speed and stuff. What was his time in the 100?
He was in the top three in the MAC. Wow. He was, you know, like an 11-1, 11-2 type of guy, kind of always flirting with maybe 11 flat or going a little under. And, you know, he's a bigger guy.
Moving.
So he was really moving, and he was fun to watch. It was a lot of power to get it going. Here is the extra point attempt. This one is up and good for Mitchell Walters. So just like that, an opening kickoff, touchdown return, about a 70 to 75-yard run for Coy Austin. Green's right back in this game. It's 20-14. We'll take a quick break and be right back on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
And welcome back, folks. So a 70-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Green. It makes this a 20-14 game. Sydney on top at the start of the third quarter. And will we see an onside kick? We'll see a squib kick, and it is fielded here by Lucas Tanner, and he is going to immediately take a knee. Sydney will start at their own 35-yard line. Will this shake the Warriors' confidence or not, giving up a big play like that for a score?
I don't think so, because it wasn't the defense. I mean, you've got the same kids. You've got a lot of the same kids on those plays, but I think you have some other kids that you're using in those situations that don't get a lot of playing time. And, you know, Green just executed perfectly, and it was an absolutely fantastic play by Austin.
Yeah, it was a great play by Coy Austin. So here is Sidney to start the second half. First possession. They will start on their own 35. They'll try to hand off to Reggie Jimenez. He's in the backfield fighting his way forward, but it's going to be a loss on the play. Green crashing through there. Several players, including Justin Carman, helped to bring him down.
Yeah, and on that play, I just noticed something that I thought was pretty, pretty unique, and they could do it later on, is they could take that handoff, and Smith could come around the outside on the read. I don't think there's anybody over here on this side, because like you said, they crashed so hard down on the end.
So a loss of three on the play. Sidney is going to go two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. They want to go to the air, and they want to go fast. They pass out far side. Liam Matthews, he caught it at the 50. Here's some speed, 40 down to the 30, and a big pickup there from the Sidney Warriors.
Yeah, nice little play right there. And again, it is just amazing to watch this young man. And say this one more time, he's only a sophomore, folks. And I'll tell you what, he is probably one of the best route runners that I've seen in a long, long time.
So the score, Sidney 20, Green 14, but Sidney marching again. They're deep into Green territory. Ball at the 31 as Sidney goes left to right. They're in the all-white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim and the maroon helmets. They hand off up the middle, and busting his way up the gut, almost good for a first down, I believe, here is David Gannon, one of his first carries of the night.
Yeah, we saw a lot of David Gannon the couple weeks ago, and then He got hurt in practice the week before, so we didn't see him too much last week, and that's when Reggie took over. But David Gannon, nice run, good for a first down.
As you've said a couple of times, running back by committee with Gannon, Reggie Jimenez, Tanner Gifford. We saw Gifford run the ball even with that cast last week.
Don't forget LT.
And Lucas Tanner, the big LT. First and 10 here for Sydney. Ball on the green, 20. A little pitch around from the left now to the right for Brandon Evans. Can he get to the edge? He does, to the 10 before he's knocked out of bounds. And, well, it almost looked like a little reversal there.
It was. It was a nice same little play they've been doing with Reggie, and then Reggie just tossed it back. But one thing I don't know if you watched, because I don't think you saw it, lead blocking, Darren Smith, the quarterback, sealed the edge and gave the yardage to Evans because of that block.
He's a big body to throw out there in space, and you know, maybe don't want your quarterback doing that.
No, I don't think so, but he did it. Did a nice job, didn't get a penalty, hold, or anything like that, so good job.
Second down here, 3 to go. Ball is on the 13. Smith wants to run again, and he'll just crash his way into the line and bulge his way down inside the 10 here for Sydney.
Yeah, and that will bring up the next series of downs. Inside the 10-yard line will be first and goal to go.
And so clock continuing to run, down to 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. First and 7. Just like that, Sydney's inside the red zone trying to punch it in here once again.
Nice big play with Smith to Matthews, got him down there, but now they're just doing a little nickel-dime stuff.
Now the snap is high, and Smith's just going to have to fall. Walters was coming with a full head of steam, and Smith just...
Yeah, big play right there, and it's a good thing Darren is tall as he is, because he had his arms as stretched as high as he could and just got a piece of that. Otherwise, that goes over his head, and maybe Mitchell Walters picks it up and takes it to the house,
yeah.
And maybe Green's ahead.
A shorter QB, that goes right over his head, but Darren... 6'2", 6'3", looks me right in the eyes when we're down on the field. I'm 6'3", and boy, he just had enough to get that one. Second and 15 here for Sydney. They'll look to go to the air. He's looking to fire to the right side, and no flags on the play. Tripped up down there was Ethan Finch. Incomplete. Third down coming.
Yeah, third down and goal to goal from just inside the 15-yard line, so this is a big play. I mean, obviously, you got two downs to get it, but they have to score or it's turnover on downs to the Trojans.
So Smith peers over to the sideline and having a quick conversation with offensive coordinator Aaron Zern, Coach Matthews as well, barking out some signals over there on a third and 15 with 9:19 to go in the third quarter. 20-14 is the score. Sydney on top of Green. They're trying to add to it here. Here's Smith looking left, got a receiver across the middle, and said he's going to run this one and gets tied up at about the 8-yard line here. So fourth down coming for the Sydney Warriors.
Looks like he got back to that original line of scrimmage, you know, where they started this series at, but this is a big, big down right here and a big play for the Trojans. If they could stop them and get the ball back, this would be huge.
Huge play here. Fourth and 7 with 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Smith directing traffic. Two wide receivers to the left. Finch is to the right. Matthews is all the way outside on the left wing. Evans is on that inside spot. Gannon is at the running back position. Looks over the middle. Wants to run. Cuts back. Smith bowling his way towards the end zone. He's not going to get in. And the pile is still getting pushed forward here. We're going to see about a call. Smith got met at about the 2-yard line by the Green defense. I think they drove him back.
Yeah, it was a really nice play. It looked like he was going to make it in, and then all of a sudden somebody came up and just absolutely stopped the pile. And they are going to turn the ball over to the Green Trojans at the 1-yard line.
They are crediting number 32, Nate Berry, with that tackle. Huge tackle there, and Green is going to get the ball back. So Sydney comes up about a yard short.
Yeah, and we're waiting to see what's going on here, because looked like some people were walking off pretty slowly there.
That was a big collision.
Oh, yeah, it was huge.
And then it was a dog pile for a minute as both sides were trying to push. So great drive there by Sydney and a great stop by the Green Trojans. This very exciting game continues with 8.5 to go in the third. And now if you're Green, you got to be careful. You have the ball on your own 1-yard line going right to left. Here's Coy Austin standing in his own end zone. He's going to have to try to get some room to work with. Austin's going to hand it up the middle. Here's Nate Erickson to the outside, and he's got plenty of room to work with. Here as he's brought down at the 25, just came bursting out of the center of the pile. It just seemed like he came out of thin air.
Yeah, real nice play right there, and gave them a lot of room on that play. And actually, if Ethan Finch isn't paying attention, he's taking that to the house, and we're at a one-point game, or maybe even a lead for the Trojans.
We come up on 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. 20-14 is the score. Sydney on top of Green, but the Trojans have come out of the halftime break gangbusters. They were down 20-7, but that kickoff return from Coy Austin to start the third quarter has really given them some juice. Snap was low, but he scooped it up, hands it off, and Green running the ball. Very punishing style here for Justin Carman. He's at the 40 to the 30. Carman trying to cut it back. Ethan Finch will rake him down. He gets down to the 20-yard line. That's about a 50-yard run. Huge play there for the Green Trojans. Justin Carman on one of his first carries of the night.
Yeah, real nice play. That was a little, you know, you haven't seen me tonight, and all of a sudden I get the ball and I have that daylight. Wow, he got some nice moves and made some people miss, and then actually put his head down and finished the run.
And again, Ethan Finch with a big tackle to track him down. Finch looks a little winded, a little tired after that play. He's had to really chase some fast guys down on the last two plays to keep him out of the end zone.
He's going to use all his athletic ability on defense, and that could affect him on offense.
First and 10 here for Green. 7.5 to go, third quarter. Ball is on the 20-yard line as Green is going right to left. They're inside Sydney territory. They're going to hand off to the left side. Ball is loose. It's on the ground. Let's see who scoops it up here. And it's a big dog pile there with a lot of green and a lot of white. But Sydney is going to come away with it. Lucas Tanner off the bottom of the pile, and the Sydney defense holds strong.
Yeah, and Lucas got to be a little bit more calm about getting that thing because he came out with a goose step and fortunately, none of the officials saw it because he could have got a flag and that would have pushed him back even further. But big, big fumble recovery and the Warriors take over first and 10.
Boy, that ball just got popped out of there by somebody as the runner was turning the corner to the left side about the 15-yard line, which is where Sydney will take over on offense. And LT just has a nose for that ball. We saw a lot of times last year he'd come up with some big fumbles. And now the Green defense trying to answer right back as Haddock swoops in and takes down David Gannon on first and 10 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's still a 20-14 lead for Sydney.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you a lot of the Green coaching staff a big, big bonus right here because they've definitely made some adjustments that are working right now. They have really got the Sydney offense grasping for straws.
Second and 10 here for Sydney. They stand at their own 15-yard line going left to right. Smith flushed out of the pocket, and he's going down. The Green defense crashing in on him. Wyatt Ingraham, one of the first guys there.
Yeah, second time tonight they've sacked Darren Smith, and this is a big loss. It's going to bring up third down and about 18.
So it will be a third and 18 with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Again, 20-14 the score. Sydney on top, but Green is coming with everything they have in this second half, trying to crawl out of this hole that they were in at halftime. They were down 20-7.
And it looks to me like they're getting the pressure with like four or five guys. They've got, you know, they're dropping quite a few guys into the pass coverage.
Smith drops back on third and 18, wants to throw and does, but it's behind Brandon Evans. They were not on the same page. Fourth down coming up, and Sydney is going to have to punt this ball away.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll tell you what, that was really, really close to being a big, big mistake right there because Brandon ran an inside route and Darren threw the outside pass, and there were some defenders right there that could have been a quick turnaround and right back to their end zone.
So this could be a four and out here for the Warriors as it looks like they will punt it away with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And it's going to be a dangerous field position spot to punt from, too, as I believe Ethan Finch will do the punting. He's going to have to do it out of his own end zone. And so a face mask was the call. Didn't see a flag on that last play, but they're calling a face mask. Penalty declined.
Yeah, no, we didn't see that flag at all. But Ethan is standing inside his own end zone here, waiting the snap.
Always dangerous here. A lot of things could go wrong. Nate Erickson is standing at about the 45-yard line to our right. Snap is high. Finch gets it. They'll punt it, and it goes sky high and directly out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. Green is going to have great field position and not far from where they fumbled on the last drive.
Yeah, and this is interesting how this happens. I have always wondered how the referee does this because, you watch in college and you watch in in the pros, and all of a sudden that guy just starts running up the field with his hand up in the air, and he's like trying to guess where that ball crossed the margin, and it's like it's total guess.
Yeah, total
guess. And you're sitting there, and you can stop now. You can stop now, but it looks like they're going to get the ball just inside the 35.
The ball will be
32.
About the 32-yard line here is the spot. And so a first and 10 for the Green Trojans as they go right to left with 5:53 to go in the third quarter. It's 20-14. Little miscommunication here about, I think, who is going to go in at the center position, as it was Brandon Scott, their normal center, who got hurt in the first half. He's kind of been warming up, hoping to go back in. So the play clock down to 5, but it looks like Coy Austin is going to get this off in time. He does, hands off Nate Erickson, right side, for a gain of about 8. Bulls his way down to the 25.
Yeah, real nice little play right there, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to give another kudos on the Green Trojans is that offensive line. They are moving some bodies right now, and those running backs are not needing to get very far into the line of scrimmage, and then they're into the second level with not even being touched.
Second and 4 for the Trojans. Ball is on the Sydney 26 with about 5:20 to go, third quarter. 20-14 the score. Sydney on top of Green, but the Trojans knocking on the door again. Here's Erickson, but he's driven back by the Sydney Warriors, and the defense was right there. Ed Rayner was in there, Tanner Gifford, they all came flying in, as well as LT for Sydney.
Yeah, real nice play there to stop him on the play, and loss of about 2 yards maybe. So it brings up 3rd down and 6.
So clock still running, a 3rd and 6 with 4:55 to go in the third quarter. And if you're Green, this could be huge, and it looks like there's going to be a timeout taken, and this one will be taken by the Green Trojans. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score, 20-14, Sydney on top of Green. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Just another quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. 10 minutes to go in that game between Unitego and UV. Unitego leads 43-6.
Wow.
So the Spartans, after not having a good week one, have bounced back in a big way. Looks like they might move to 2-1 if they hang on to defeat Unadilla Valley tonight. So 4:52 to go here under the lights at Green, and it's Sydney 20, Green 14. Great ball game. 3rd and 6 now for the Trojans. They're at the Sydney 28, going right to left. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO and CDOsports.com. Direct snap, Coy Austin, right side, nowhere to go. The Sydney defense swarms all over him, and a 4th and short coming up here for the Trojans.
Yeah, and they're at about the 30-yard line, so you got to think that there's no room to punt the ball away. Mitchell Walters kicks the ball, so I'm guessing they're going to be going for it, especially with the weapons that they have in the running back spot. But we haven't seen them throwing the ball yet, and we know they can, because that Austin to Haddock connection was really big in that first half.
4th and 7. Coy Austin, the senior quarterback for Green, is in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Will he go to the air? He's going to fake the handoff, drops back, throws over the middle, and not a catch as they tried to go to Mitchell Walters, and Ethan Finch was right there to knock it out of his hands. Walters couldn't pull it in, and a turnover on down.
Yeah, Mitchell Walters was very, very much exposed reaching for the ball, and Ethan Finch put a very legal hit on the play. But it is a very, very scary situation when you're going across the middle of the field like that with your hands up in the air and your ribs and stomach exposed like that. So we'll take a timeout for the injury.
Walter's a little slow to get up here, so we'll step away. With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, it is 20-14, Sydney on top of Green. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 4:03 to go in the third quarter. A turnover on down. We'll give the ball back to Sydney here. So a first and 10 as Sydney goes left to right on your radio dial. They will start on their own 29-yard line. They'll throw out into the flat on the near side for Ethan Finch. Finch with a reception. Works his way forward for maybe a gain of 2 or 3 yards.
Yeah, a little quick screen, wide receiver screen pass out to Ethan and let him do his athletic ability and got a couple positive yards there for second down.
Clock continues to move. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Sydney on top of Green, 20-14. Been a great night here. Beautiful weather and a great game between Green and Sydney. This is the way high school football on a Friday should be. Second and 7 now for the Sydney Warriors. Two wide receivers to each side. Smith drops back, looks right, and the pass was low for Finch and incomplete. Third down coming up. And Sydney, the offense here, Tim, just does not seem in the same rhythm as they did in the first half.
Yeah, no, I think they, like I said before, Green's coaching staff made some adjustments, and I'm telling you right now, they have the Sydney Warriors just grasping for straws.
Yeah, this is a great
offensively.
A great matchup. We knew it would be, and the game within the game of changing those little things, always interesting to watch. Third and 7 now for Sydney. They stand at their own 33 going left to right. Here's Smith again, looks left, throws left over the middle for Finch, caught it for a first down, and he's into Green territory at the 49. And boy, the minute he turned, it was right in his chest, and he just held on.
Yeah, absolutely perfect pass by Darren and a great catch by Ethan Finch for first down yardage, and the Warriors are into Green territory.
And that's, you know, sometimes that's the difference, I think, at the D level. I mean, just to have a guy who can put that ball right exactly where it needs to be, it's impressive. Here is Darren Smith for the Sydney offense. This time he's flushed out of the pocket, throws over the middle for Liam Matthews off his hands. It was behind him, and he really didn't have a good chance to catch. Good defense, defensive pressure there from the Trojans.
Yeah, they actually sent a backer that time, and before they were pulling their backers back and helping out in pass coverage. So they definitely have the Sydney Warriors thinking about what's coming from the Green Trojan side on defense.
Just over 3 minutes to go, third quarter. It's still a 20-14 game. Sydney on top of Green. Second and 10 for Sydney at midfield going left to right. Smith flushed out of the pocket. Passes one to the far side. Scooped up, and that will be Lucas Tanner. It will be good for a first down as he just slides over the line and they'll move the chain.
Yeah, real nice play call right there by the Sydney Warriors. They're getting all that pressure and called a little screen pass up to the H-back, and Lucas took it up first down yardage.
So just when it looked like Green had Sydney in a trouble spot, they find a way out of it with a quick check down pass to Lucas Tanner. 2:50 to go, third quarter. First and 10 for Sydney. They're on the Green 37. They throw to the right side, complete for Finch. Finch turns the corner, stiff arm, 30, down to the 25 and to the 23 before his momentum is slowed down.
Yeah, and that was a nice little finish out in the run right there by Mr. Finch. And number 23 from the Green Trojans had a nice little collision there. If I didn't have this headset on, I probably heard it.
Yeah, that was a nice tackle there by Justin Carman, who has been on Liam Matthews and Ethan Finch tonight. He's done a good job on defense. And now we do have a player injured down in front of the Green sideline. So we'll take a quick break with 2:37 to go, third quarter. 20-14 is the score. Sydney on top of Green here on the road at GCS. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love.
WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:37 to go, third quarter. Sydney still on top of Green, 20-14. The only scoring in this quarter was the opening kickoff of the second half being returned by Green's Coy Austin for a 70-yard TD. But here's Sydney on a first and 10. They'll throw left side, going left to right. Here's Ethan Finch to the 10, to the 5, reaching for the pylon. No, he was knocked out of bounds there by the Green Trojans. That was Nate Erickson laying the lumber with his shoulder to keep him out of the end zone.
Yeah, nice little tackle right there to save 6 points. But I'll tell you what a nice design play that was. A little wide receiver screen out to the outside. Ethan caught the ball, waited for his block to set up, and then made a nice run down to the 2.
So this will be a first and goal for Sydney with 2:28 to go in this third quarter. Direct snap to Lucas Tanner. He pushes the pile forward. The official signal is touchdown for the Sydney Warriors with 2:33 to go here in the third quarter.
Okay, they're up by 12 right now. So this would be a really big, good time for a two-point conversion because that would put you up by 14.
So we'll see what the Warriors can do here. Assuming we'll see the swinging gate, looks like they will do that with 2:23 to go. Here, third quarter, 26-14, two-point conversion attempt coming up.
They're sending everybody.
Set up on the left side of the field with two wide receivers to the right. Smith wants to throw over the middle. Brandon Evans catches for the two-point conversion. And now Sydney will have a 28-14 lead late here in this third quarter. We're going to take a quick break, but it's a touchdown by Lucas Tanner, his second of the night, to give Sydney a two-score lead. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Late third quarter here under the lights at Green Central with the score Sydney 28 and Green 14. Lucas Tanner, his second touchdown of the night. And now the ball is going to be recovered here by the Sydney Warriors. There is a flag down, it looks like. Boy, it was a squib kick, and Green tried to grab it at the first level, came right off of a player's chest, went right back to Sydney, and I believe the Warriors are going to come back up with it here.
Yeah, it looked like it ball bounced right off the front guy and hit him right at the 50, and the Warriors recovered the ball, but it looked like, it did look like the referee was going to throw a flag, but I don't think he did. I think he just held on to it.
I think that was Green's Nate Berry. I mean, it hit him in the chest.
Oh,
like
yeah,
it was like a rocket.
Bullet.
And bounced off him, and it looked like, guess who, Lucas Tanner was right there to scoop it up. And yes, I do believe Sydney is going to have the recovery here of the ball right at midfield, still going left to right with 2:19 to go in the third. Boy, what a gift.
Yeah, and the referees are still talking about it, though. But they have signaled that the Warriors are going to get the ball, and now they're giving...
Yes,
the Warriors are going to have the ball.
Sydney's going to have the ball. Great field position. And you know Coach Matthews, he'll milk as much time as he can in the third quarter here to try to get them another score. And so what was all the Green momentum going in their direction is now going back towards Sydney. Sydney on a snap on first and 10. They're going to hand it off up the middle. And a little run here by David Gannon is good for about 2 yards.
Yep, David Gannon right off the guard and tackle gap on the left-hand side and got 2 yards for the Warriors.
And so now looks like Sydney will try to keep that clock moving. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Second and 8 coming up here for the Warriors. It was a 28-14 lead. Thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along here on a beautiful fall night here in upstate New York, week 3 of high school football. Ball is tipped as Darren Smith threw it, and it was intercepted here by the Green Trojans. And they will pick off that pass and get it back right at about the 44-yard line.
I don't get that because immediately the referee signaled incomplete on the catch. But then all of a sudden the other guy said, like, first down. So I don't know what's going on. There was a batted pass up in the air, and I guess the green kid caught it.
Kristen Austin with the interception. I thought maybe he was making that signal to just say he was down.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was weird. It was like he did it immediately, so.
And so Green, with a nice defensive play, I believe the first interception thrown by Darren Smith this year.
That's right.
And Green finally gets a little payoff on one of the tip balls that they've had here tonight. I believe that was their third. Mm-hmm. And finally somebody picks off Darren Smith. So Green gets the ball back. What can they do with a minute 41 to go here third quarter? Coy Austin, senior quarterback in, trying to make something happen. Pitches off to Nate Erickson. He's got some speed down the midfield. Good for about 9 yards before he's brought down by Lucas Tanner.
Yeah, real nice play right there. A little sweep to the left-hand side. Lead blockers all over the place and blocked very well until Lukey met Lucas Tanner after about an 8-yard gain.
So clock moves down to 1:20 to go third quarter. Second and 2 coming up for Green as they go right to left. On your radio dial, the green helmets, the green tops, and the black pants. Sydney in the all-white with the maroon trim tonight and the maroon helmets. Man in motion here for Green. Austin's going to step back. No, another handoff to Nate Erickson. Busts up the middle and is stopped at the 40-yard line, but that is good for a Green Trojans first down.
Absolutely love to watch their backs because they are not really in a hurry. They take their time. They wait for the hole to develop. They wait for the blocks to be made, and then they hit top speed right away.
Boy,
great
job. Yeah, once they hit that hole, though, holy smokes, they are flying. First and 10, clock starts back up, 50 seconds to go as the third quarter winds down here under the lights at Green Central. Austin checks over to the sideline, waiting for the snap, man in motion. He'll hand off again, this time to Justin Carman, hits the pile and drives it forward. Good for about 4 yards for Green.
Yeah, and on the tackle is number 9, Lucas Tanner, and number 26, Reggie Jimenez.
As usual, LT and Reggie Jimenez all over the field on defense for Sydney, making plays. Those two really came into their own last year during the Sydney playoff run, and it's just continued into this season. You can see the confidence that playoff run built into these Sydney players. Last play of the third quarter here is we're down to 5 seconds to go. Coy Austin splits out to the right side. Austin throws across the middle. Intercepted there by Brandon Evans. And a turnover gives it right back to Sydney as time expires in the third quarter.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Again, it looks like the defensive backs for the Warriors are baiting Austin on that throw because they just wait, and then as soon as he lets it go, they're breaking on that ball, and they're fast enough to grab the turnover. So we'll go into the fourth quarter with the Warriors winning 28-14.
So as Tim said, end of the third. Sydney on top of Green on the road, 28-14. We'll be right back. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So here's our scoring in the third quarter as we start the fourth quarter. Sydney leads Green 28-14. We had Lucas Tanner with his second touchdown of the night for Sydney, and Coy Austin with a huge 70-yard kickoff return for a score for the Green Trojans. So, again, as we start the fourth quarter, 28-14, the Sydney Warriors are on top of the Green Trojans, and Sydney will have the ball after a Brandon Evans interception to end the third quarter. Smith with a nice pass over to Reggie Jimenez over top of the defense. Flag on the play as Jimenez first down and more up to the 50-yard line. Not even sure how Smith made that throw.
No, I don't either, but I'll tell you what, it's coming back because there was a hold on the play by one of the Warrior blockers that freed Jimenez. Otherwise, he was probably going to not make the first down. But it'll be first down in a long ways for the Warriors.
The defense was coming. They had Smith chasing him into the backfield, and he's somehow falling backwards, threw it up and over top of them, and plopped it right into the hands of Reggie Jimenez. It's all for naught, and the penalty brings it back.
Yeah, absolutely. Really nice touch pass, we'll call it, on the screen, and a great call, because I'll tell you what, you could tell Green was coming on that play. I think maybe they even audible into that play. So it was real good recognition by the Warrior Brain Trust on that play, and maybe even Darren Smith on his own made that call. Who knows?
So they'll lose some yardage. It's going to be a first and 13 here for the Sydney Warriors. Fourth quarter underway under the lights here at Green. And a throw over the middle here, almost picked off as Liam Matthews and Coy Austin were about to go chest to chest. Matthews let that ball sail through and it goes down to the turf.
Yeah, it was a nice little interesting play right there because it looked like Liam was wide open, but then right at the end, there's Mr. Austin and they met head to head and shared a little conversation and go on to the next play.
We do have a final score. Unitego defeats Unadilla Valley 49-12.
Wow.
So a big win there for Coach McCroney and the Spartans. They move to 2-1. Here on a second 13, here's Darren Smith out of the pocket, moving his way forward, and he's going to be short of the first down, but does pick up, just about 5 or 6 yards there.
Yeah, nice little scramble play right there, and we have a Green Trojan down on the field.
So an injury on the field, looks like maybe a cramp. And we'll take a quick break with the score. Sydney, 28, Green, 14, 11 minutes to go, fourth quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs, Lang Trucking of Guilford, proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessef House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessef House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back with 10:54 to go, fourth quarter. The score, Sydney 28, Green 14 under the lights here at Green Central School. Another final to pass along is Deposit Hancock defeating Walton 34-10. So two games have gone final here tonight. Unitego over UV 49-12. deposit. Hancock over Walton, 34-10. Here's Sydney on a 3rd and 15. Smith's going to go to the air, airs it out, and just over the hands of the outstretched arms there of Ethan Finch by about 2 yards.
And he actually had a little bit of a separation there, and it looked like he was going to get there, but just not quite able to get his hands on the ball.
And so 4th and 15, and Sydney, I believe, will punt it away here.
Once Ethan gets back.
Yeah. As their punter has to come all the way back down the field. So Finch will punt it away here, and Green, you know, down 2 scores, but still over 10 minutes to go here, 10:43 to go. And we saw it only takes one big play to get you right back in the game. Nate Erickson is standing to our left at the 35-yard line waiting. Finch is going to pull it down, and now he will punt it on the run to the far side. Erickson will field it at the 30, gets around one tackle. He's got a little room to work with, but then he's brought down by the Sydney defense. Lucas Tanner over there, and Wyatt Kiff, another tackle for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, he made one Warrior miss, but Kiff did not. And when I mean he did not miss, he planted him right into the turf. Real nice form tackle by the young man from the Warriors.
Deceiving when Finch pulled that down. Looked like maybe he was going to take off and run, and he just kind of ran to his right and then punted it away. There is a flag still back down on the far end of the field here that will be picked up, it looks like. So I'm not exactly sure what that was for. It was thrown at about the time Finch was taking off, and it will be a holding against the Sydney Warriors. So we're going to come back and do this again.
Yeah, back them up.
So kind of replaying the script of last week, Tim, where every other game was done, and Sydney wanted to play, another 2 hours or
something. Yeah, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. But, you know, we talked about that coming in. It's because Sydney throws the ball.
Yes.
You know, they do make a lot of completions, but they do have some incompletions, and that definitely stops the clock, whereas if you have a team that runs and runs and runs and runs, and they're playing a team that runs more than they pass,
sure,
then the game's going to go a lot quicker.
So 4th and 28, this backs Finch up to about his own 15-yard line. Well, that's the line of scrimmage, so Finch is standing on the 5. This time he's just going to boot it away. Not a great kick, but it's going to make it out to the 45. Scooped up here by Green. Mitchell Walters receives it. He's at the 40. Spin move to the 35 before he's brought down. Great field position. Much better than the initial punt. Green's going to have it here and a flag on the play for some extra curriculars after the whistle.
Yeah, that flag was really late. I don't see what's going to happen there, but came right by the Green sideline, so I'm guessing it's against Sydney. It's going to add 15 more probably.
This one is going to go against Sydney, a personal foul. Some guys exchanging phone numbers down there, and the officials did not like that.
Yeah.
And that's a play you just can't have.
Oh, you can't, especially, but I just want to kind of give an idea what that play was. Walters was on the gunner for the Warriors, and he didn't even see the ball. Punt came down, I think he heard it, turns around, he looks, and he made a nice play, and then he got a nice return, and now he's getting 15 more added on top of it.
No love lost between these two teams with the great rivalry that has happened over the last few years. So now this punt is going, after the penalty, is going to put Green on the 21-yard line, going left to right. So big opportunity here with 10:05 left. 28-14
is
the score.
It is a two-possession game, so a quick score would be very, very beneficial for the Trojans.
Coy Austin on the 20, trying to lead the Trojans back. Here's the snap. Looks to his left. He's got a receiver, but threw it short, and a flag on the play with exactly 10:01 to go. And so this time, it will be against the Green Trojans for a hold. So this is going to back them up, and both sides very fired up right now. And
I was just going to say, this half has definitely had another thing that slows down the game in that field.
Yes.
Yeah. Quite a few of them.
And it's been on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a 28-14 lead. Sydney on top of Green. Friday Night Lights on CDO. Thanks for joining us. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, our game audio archive, both brought to you by SFCU all year long. SFCU, it's all about you. You can go back and listen to any of these games anytime on our game audio archive. Great tool to have on WCDOsports.com. So here's a 1st and 23 after that penalty. And Coy Austin is back, standing at his own 40-yard line now, flushed out of the pocket to the left side. Austin's going to look to throw now, pulls it down. He's got a hole to the 30, to the 25, and a good play there by Coy Austin. He maybe picked up about 12 yards, so this will bring up a 2nd and about 12 here for the Trojans.
That number 10 reminded me of the number 10 on the Pazza-Hancock team the other night, just setting up the outside. He just kept rolling, looking like he was throwing, so Sidney Warriors couldn't come up and pressure, because if they do, he does throw the ball. But he just kept waiting, and then he just outran the outside contain of the Warriors.
If you watched Sidney last week against Pazza-Hancock, their quarterback, Darren Shaver, very similar style to Coy Austin here tonight for Green, and both wearing number 10. So Austin under center. At 2nd and 15, I thought maybe he picked up a little bit more than that. 9:10 to go, fourth quarter. Austin is going to hand off, and a run up the middle gets nowhere. It's a wall of maroon and white. 3rd and long coming here for the Green Trojans, and I believe, yes, that was Logan Kennedy on the carry.
Yeah, Logan Kennedy met a wall, a host of Warrior tacklers, if you may, and they just drove him backwards. I think he may have lost a yard on the play. 3rd down and
15
yards, and, yeah. You know, they're definitely in two-down territory, so you don't need to get it all on this play, but you definitely want to get a nice chunk of it, so you put yourself in a manageable down and distance from the fourth.
Big opportunity here for the Green Trojans with 8.5 to go. They trail by 2 scores, 28-14, but trying to cut it to 1. They're on the 26-yard line as they go left to right. They're on the Sidney 26. Here is Austin. He's got cover. He's got a lot coming his way. He tosses one up into the end zone, and it's incomplete. Wanted to say he had a lot of pressure coming as he was about to release that ball. He got it off just in time, but it falls down to the turf.
He did have a lot of pressure. He was looking for number 25, Noah Kennedy, in the back of the end zone, but Brandon Evans, number 7 from the Warriors, went up and high-pointed the ball, knocked it down, incomplete pass, fourth down and 15.
You know, Green has had chances tonight, and, you know, they've been able to convert on some, and they've left some on the table, and I'm sure they're going to be upset with that no matter how this game ends up. But another one right here. 4th and 14, if they can get a first down and keep this going, they're going to have to get down to about the 10-yard line, it looks like, maybe the 11th. Wall is on the 26, about the 26 here, so they're going to fake it. Austin throws out into the flat, and it's incomplete. Good defense there by Sidney. Reading the play was John Fink.
Yeah, John Fink almost came away with the ball right there. You think he sensed right off the bat, because his guy on his man that was head-to-head with him let him go. He sensed that it was a screen pass, which was absolutely right, and he just stopped, reached up, knocked the ball down. Good job.
So with 8:09 to go, fourth quarter, Green, the drive stalls on the Sidney 26. The Warriors will get it back, and they will take over on downs as they will go right to left here with the ball. Scoring in the second half so far, as it was 20-7 at the half, Sidney was on top. Green really got a jolt when Coy Austin took the opening kickoff back for a kick return for a touchdown, about 70 yards, and then Sidney came back with a Lucas Tanner long drive, punched in from 2 yards out. Timeout is taken on the field. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score. Sidney, 28, and Green, 14. We'll be back on CDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance, from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton, or call 639-1930. That's 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Have another out-of-town score to catch you up on here, as Oneonta was at Watkins Glen Odessa Montour tonight, and Oneonta wins that game 40-14. So a big victory there tonight for the Oneonta Jackets. And here on 1st and 10, a handoff to the right side for the Sidney Warriors, and Reggie Jimenez brought down after a gain of 1.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the tackler was from Green, but he just grabbed a hold of Reggie's shoe and just held on, and then Reggie put his hand down and stopped the play after a gain of 1.
So the Oneonta boys off to a 2-1 start. Good for them. Their loss was in double overtime last weekend at Unitego. Here on 2nd down, Darren Smith flushed out of the pocket and brought down.
Yeah, and he was really sacked right there by number five, Nate Erickson, who is slow to get up, but he is up, a tough kid. He's not going to come out of the game.
And so we have three games final that we've been following tonight. Interested to see about that Norwich ME score as well from up the road here on Route 12. Third and 13 here for Sydney with the clock continuing to wind down. 7:10 to go fourth quarter. Smith in the shotgun here for the Warriors as they go right to left, waiting for the snap. Drops back, looking over the middle, looking. Again, flushed out by the Green defense, throws up a lame duck, and it falls down to the turf. Was looking for Ethan Finch, but not enough mustard on that one to get it there.
Yeah, it looked like that ball just wobbled coming out of his hand. That was definitely an atypical throw for Darren Smith. Usually you see that nice, tight spiral, and as he spins the ball so well, but that one was not typical for Darren.
And ask and you shall receive. Norwich takes down Main Endwell 13-12.
Wow.
So a big win there for the Tornadoes in a low-scoring game. Big, big win for Norwich.
Yeah, that's amazing. Main Endwell is just such a historic program, and I'll tell you what, to go into the Purple Tornado field and stuff, it's not easy, but I'll tell you what, they're a good team, and there is a lot of speed on both sides of that field.
Sydney will punt it away here on fourth down, and Green will let it go. Sydney will down it on the 30-yard line. So with 6:42 to go in the fourth quarter, Green will get another chance at it here, down by two scores in the fourth quarter. Again, 28-14. So our final scores that we know so far tonight: Unitego defeats Unadilla Valley 49-12 on the road. Deposit Hancock gets a win at home over Walton 34-10. Oneonta, a win on the road at Watkins Glen Odessa Montour 40-14, and Norwich upends Main Endwell 13-12. So you're following along at home, driving around in the car tonight, heading home. Hopefully that's helpful. Look at our out-of-town scoreboard. And the score here, Sydney 28 and Green 14. Here's the snap for Coy Austin on first and 10. Hands off Nate Erickson and flies up the middle. Actually, no, not Erickson. Instead, they go with Justin Carman, pickup of about three.
That's like his second carry, and I'll tell you what, that way that kid hits the hole, I think I'd be giving 23 the ball a little bit more.
His first run that he had where he broke one to the outside, boy, he just came out of nowhere. A ton of speed and picked up about 20 yards on that first run he had. And since then, a couple other nice runs as well. Erickson is split out in wide receiver territory here on the right side. Second and 5 coming up here for the Trojans. They'll hand off again to Carman. He hits the hole hard. He's going to pick up a first down outside to the 45, to the 50. Carman to the 40, 35, 30. Carman gets past Finch. Can he get into the end zone? Yes, he does. Touchdown for the Green Trojans. You called it, Tim, Justin Carman.
Yeah, this kid, I don't know where this kid came in the game and why he wasn't. We didn't see him in the first half. But all of a sudden, in the second half, they go to number 23 three times, and this young man is lighting up this place.
Justin Carman with a big run, about 55, 60 yards, and Green is back in this ball game with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 28-20 with the field goal attempt coming up for Mitchell Walters here.
And as we said before, Sydney has not made a couple of their extra points. Green has not missed.
So here is Walters. Lining up, the holder is Erickson, and they bobble the snap here. Walters is going to pick it up. He runs to the outside. Walters, two-point conversion is good on the broken play for the Green Trojans. It's 28-22.
Real nice play. That was totally a broken play. The snap never got to the holder, went through his hand, and the kicker picks up the ball and runs over into the right-hand corner of the end zone for 2 points.
Absolutely incredible. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. It's Sydney 28, Green 22. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial, folks. Friday Night Lights on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours.
hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. So Green, a 55-yard touchdown run by Justin Carman. Two-point conversion was good on a broken play. They were going for the point after. Mitchell Walters scooped up a bad snap and just ran it in. Lots of time left here in a great ball game. It's Sydney 28, Green 22. And we'll see if Green decides to go with an onside kick here or not.
Well, the Warriors do believe, yeah, I was going to say, the Warriors do believe that they are going to do an onside kick. I don't know. It's just a lot of, there's quite a lot of time left. Their defense has not been doing a bad job.
Walters kicks it long. The only person back is Darren Smith, who picks it up at the 5-yard line and then has to down it. So Smith picked it up, maybe picked up a yard and then put his knee down. So Sydney now is pinned against their own end zone.
Yeah, and there's a lot of time left in this game. Both teams have two timeouts remaining, and Sydney's going to have to drive the ball 95 yards if they want to add score to this game.
Boy, so Sydney was really playing up, defending against an onside kick. Walters booted it over their head, and really, I don't know, Tim, why was Darren Smith standing back there?
Well, I think he's just out there because he has such good hands and everything, and, you know, they were pretty sure that they were going to kick that, and he just kicked it over his head, and then he had to go get it because it didn't go into the end zone. If it goes into the end zone, it's okay, but that one did not go into the end zone.
Here's Smith handing off to Reggie Jimenez up the middle of the field, and he gets them away from the end line. Very good play out to about the 18-yard line. That gives the Warriors some breathing room.
Yeah, some breathing room and a nice little run right off the guard tackle gap again. Reggie Jimenez, first down Warriors.
So with 5:43 to go, clock starting to move again, fourth quarter. It's Sydney 28, Green 22, under the lights here at Green Central. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Smith on a first and 10, checks over to the sideline. Two wide receivers to his left, one to his right as Sydney goes right to left. Smith barking out signals. Lucas Tanner in motion again. Another handoff, Reggie Jimenez. Hard-nosed running to the outside. Maybe a pickup of one. And now Sydney can chew a little clock here with this lead.
And they will. And that's one thing that I really like to watch with Darren is he's really good at that. They won't snap the ball on the play clock until it hits about eight or six seconds left. They won't even start their play until like 10 seconds to go. They're going to take as much time as they can.
Clock moving down to 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Smith, again, talking to his line. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Again, just milking that clock. Play clock all the way down to 5 before he snaps. Smith looks out to the outside for Liam Matthews. A sliding catch down to the 25. We'll keep the clock moving, but third down coming.
Yeah, third down and 5 yards for the first down, and Warriors the ball is spotted on the 25.
So this is big. Can the Green defense get a stop here and give their offense some time to work with?
You got to believe this is not four down territory for the Warriors at this point. You're leading the game, and you know you're going to get rid of it if you don't get this first down right here.
Big third down. 15 seconds left on the play clock. Game clock hits 4 minutes. Sydney up 28-22. Third and 5. Sydney going right to left. They're on their own 25. Here's the snap. Looks across. It's batted down here by Green. Incomplete pass. Fourth down coming up. And again, one of the linemen got his big bear paw up there and knocked it down.
These Green linemen are doing a really good job with that. They may have exposed something with Darren Smith. His ball release is coming out a little low, and they're not getting there, but they throw their hands up in the air, and they get a chance to batten the ball down, and they got, what, three or four of them tonight, I think they have.
Yeah. Noah Kennedy is credited with that. Fourth down coming up with 3:52 to go. Sydney ahead 28-22. And Ethan Finch is going to punt it away. Coy Austin and Nate Erickson are back to receive. And here is the punt. It's a good one from Finch. Erickson is going to fair catch this one at about the 43-yard line. So that's where Green is going to pick it up with plenty of time. 3:45 to go fourth quarter. Sidney leading 28-22, Tim. What a game.
What a great game. Yeah, when I was just getting ready to say, what a great reception by Nate Erickson right there. He called for a fair catch. And as a coach, you probably wished he didn't even, he just let the ball bounce because he actually dove for it. But he made a great catch and gives his team good field position to start this possible final drive.
3:45 to go. Green has fought, you know, tooth and nail to get back in this game. They finally had some plays go their way, and here they are with a chance, one possession game, to maybe tie the game and take the lead. They'll hand off here on first down to Carmen. Justin Carmen pushes the pile forward for about 2-3 yards on a sweep from right to left.
I don't know where this kid was in the first half. I really don't, but I'm telling you what a secret weapon. He has really done a really good job in that offensive line of the Trojans is pushing the Warriors back, so they're into the second level with pretty good ease.
They have three, four, you know, really five runners that have done a great job here tonight when you talk about Kennedy, Erickson, Austin, Haddock, and now Carmen. Second and six. They'll hand off to Carmen again. He's going to get the first down and just absolutely bear hugs the ball and about three Sidney Warriors and drag them up to about the 40.
Yeah, he actually just ran over Brandon Evans at about the 40-yard line, and Evans made the tackle, but he did it from his back.
Clock is moving down to 3 minutes to go. A first and 10, Green going left to right. They're inside Sidney territory. Ball is at the 41-yard line. Still a ways to go, but Green has time and downs on their side at the moment. Here's the snap. Again, they're going to go to Carmen. Cuts back. Lucas Tanner gets a hold of him. He breaks the tackle, spins forward for about a gain of three.
It's another nice gain on that play right there. Good tackle by Lucas Tanner, but the shifty little Carmen spun out of it and got 4 yards on the play.
Clock continues to move. 2:25 to go. Sidney on top, clinging to a six-point edge. 28-22. Second and six coming up for Green. They are inside Sidney territory, going left to right, ball at the 37. Here's quarterback Coy Austin, one wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Man in motion again, another handoff, this time to Nate Erickson, brought down in the backfield by Reggie Jimenez. Sneaks in there and rips him down by the ankle.
Yep, smallest guy on the field in height by far, and I'm telling you what, he's so sneaky, but he's such a good tackler. We talked about it earlier. Well, how big was that running back from Maple, or not Maple Grove, Oneida, the big kid?
Onondaga.
260.
Last
right?
year, yes, Onondaga.
He took him down on a huge, huge play.
Yes.
That gave the Warriors back the ball, and then we had the
hook and ladder
play and all that stuff. But, I mean, it's just amazing what that little guy can do.
Cat-like quickness for Reggie Jimenez as we hit a minute and 30 seconds to go. Third and eight now for Green. Ball is on the 39-yard line. Handoff, flag on the play. Erickson up the middle gets upended there by Jimenez and Brandon Evans, and we'll see who the flag is on here with a minute 21 to go.
Throwing pretty quick, so I'm either going to say it's probably an illegal shift or a legal procedure against the Trojans.
So it looks like this one is coming back. Green starting to run out of time here with this opportunity. It only takes one play. And head coach Dave Gorton wants to see what the call is here so we can rally the troops. With a minute 21 to go, this was the third and eight. I'd say Erickson picked up about five. And what are they going to say? False start here against the Green Trojans.
Pre-snap penalty, so they actually will go right from the scrimmage point.
And so with a minute 21 to go, can Green, down two scores here in the second half, come back? They were down 20-7 at the half. They came out, scored on the opening kickoff return by Coy Austin, ran it back 70 yards, made it 20-14. Sidney had a nice drive, capped off by another Lucas Tanner touchdown, his second of the night. So they led 28-14, and then a Justin Carmen 60-yard TD run and a two-point conversion has gotten the Trojans back in this game. Well, let's see. We're going to have a timeout on the field taken by Dave Gorton and the Green Trojans. We'll take a 30-second break with a minute 21 to go, fourth quarter. It's Sidney 28, Green 22. You won't want to miss the exciting conclusion when we come back.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. A special good luck wish goes to the Unitigo Spartans. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, alignments, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Out of the timeout, it's going to be a 3rd and 13 for the Green Trojans. They trail by 6, 28-22 here in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. Huge play here, Tim, for the Green Trojans.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll tell you what, I've got to be thinking they got number 23 is over here on my right side, and now they've got a guy in motion coming towards him.
Man in motion, and they'll hand one off. And Kennedy is going to try to throw on the run. It's incomplete and knocked down. Fourth down coming up. So Logan Kennedy tried to throw the running back on the run, but it was very well read there by the Sydney defense.
Yeah, nice little play right there by the defender. I'm not sure who it was, but went up and got his hands on the ball and knocked it down. And this brings up 4th down and 13, and pretty much the game. They do have one timeout left, so they could make it. They can extend it a little bit, but it'll be really close.
With the speed of Coy Austin, and you know, just the way he's able to create, that's a possibility. Justin Carmen now has really shown that he's going to run the ball, but he is actually split out here to the right side as a receiver. They're going to have Erickson in the backfield. So here we go, 4th and 13 with a minute 13 to go. Austin standing at midfield is going to dump one off for Erickson. Pass is incomplete, though. They just weren't on the same page. It was too far in front of them. Turnover on down. Sydney leads 28-22, and they get the ball back.
Yeah, that's a nice little play right there, and I have to say, that would have been really close to him getting the first down if he comes up with that pass. But it is a turnover on down, probably the 4th or 5th one for this game in the second half. And Warriors are going to take the ball with 1:08 to go.
He had some space and the sideline to work with. It would have been very, very close, but the pass was just a little too far in front of him. I don't think he was quite ready for it yet. And Sydney will get the ball back with 1:08 to go. And can the Warriors squeak out a road win here and move to 3-0 tonight at Green? Let's see. Looks like they're just going to take a knee.
Yeah, they're going to take a knee, make them use that timeout, and then continue to do that, and hopefully they can run the clock out.
So Sydney leading 28-22, and Darren Smith will take a knee. And let's see if Green decides to take the timeout here. Yes, they will. With 1:04 to go. So they take their 3rd and final timeout. Tim, we'll keep it right here. Just to remind you folks, our post-game show coming up with our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, NBT Bank, as well as the catalog outlet stores. And so we'll have a lot of people that we could choose from, a lot of players we could choose from here tonight for those awards. And a reminder, we'll be back on the air tomorrow at 1:30, Delhi hosting Bainbridge-Guilford. We're excited for that game. Chambers and O'Hara pregame show at about 1:20, maybe 1:15. Hoping for nice weather tomorrow over there on the hill.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a nice day. And I'm telling you folks, if you've never been over to Delhi, to Dave Kelly Field, you need to do it, because it is an absolute picturesque little spot to watch a game. You can sit up on that side hill and you can see the college over on the other side. As you can from, if you're over at the college, you can see the high school on the other side. So it's absolutely a beautiful place to watch football, and it'll be a good game, I'm sure.
Yes, two teams hungry for a win, battling tomorrow. So we're excited for our first doubleheader weekend of the year here on CDO. And, you know, when you're over there at Dave Kelly Field, if the leaves are right, perfect for that, too. It's just up on the hill, very nice view of the other side.
Let's not rush fall.
I'm trying not to. Trust me. And they're going to take a knee here. So Smith wanting to burn some more clock. Green does not have any more timeouts to use. And so clock's going to keep moving. It's down to 50 seconds. Fans are starting to head for the exits here at Green Central. But, boy, two teams that were in the state rankings this week. Sydney ranked 3rd in Class D in New York State. Green made the honorable mention And I'd love to see these two face off again down the road. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely would. I mean, and you know what? The Green kids will have a little bit more under their belt and know that they've done a really good job against the Sydney Warriors in this contest this evening.
And that's going to do it. Another knee taken here by Darren Smith, and our final score is going to be 28-22. Sydney will be home next week against Harpersville-Afton, and Green will be home next week against Moravia. So that's what they have to look forward to. But tonight, a hard-fought battle with Sydney coming out on top 28-22. Post-game show coming up. Stay tuned. For Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for last since 1989.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, one last time inside the press box here at Green Central School, their beautiful turf football facility here. A wonderful game tonight, and Sydney comes out on top 28-22, came down to the final play. A ton of fun. So, again, Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Jim Tamayo back in our Main Street CDO studios. Let's quickly recap the scoring here for this contest. Started in the first quarter, Lucas Tanner for Sydney punched in a 5-yard touchdown run. The 2-point conversion was no good. Green was able to answer on a 5-yard run on a very long drive by Nate Erickson. The field goal was good. So Green had a 7-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter brought two touchdowns for Sydney, including a beautiful 50-yard touchdown catch from Liam Matthews. 2-point conversion by Ethan Finch was good. And then Brandon Evans, a 20-yard touchdown catch. 2-point conversion was no good there. So Sydney at that point had a very comfortable 20-7 lead at the halftime break. But Green came out of the locker room very fired up, and Coy Austin took the opening kickoff back 70 yards for a touchdown. Field goal was good. Green was within 20-14. But then Sydney was able to answer with a Lucas Tanner touchdown from 2 yards out. 2-point conversion was good. Again, Sydney's up two scores, 28-14. But then Green would not go quietly. Justin Carman had a 60-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was good. And a very nice play by Mitchell Walters. They were going for the extra point. They bobbled the snap. He picked it up and ran it in. So that brought us to our final score of 28-22. Is on that last drive, Green just could not find a way to get it in the end zone. And that's how the night ended. I'm sure that both sides left some things out there that they wanted to do better tonight. But overall, Tim, a very entertaining game.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, a major kudos to the Green Trojans coaching staff and their players, because I'll tell you what, when they got down, I was like, oh, they need to score that first play. You know, they couldn't go down three scores. They couldn't have a four and out. And they didn't. They got that point back, you know. And then all of a sudden they brought in number 23. I don't know where he was in the first half at all. I don't think we called his number at once.
Yeah,
but
Justin
that kid
Carmen.
Took over the in, on the running side. And, you know, and Sidney was keying on Austin and Haddock and those guys because they were the ones that were hurting him in the first half. But then all of a sudden number 23 took over, and what a great game he had.
Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard just in case you were looking for some of those again. Unitico gets a big road win to move to 2-1 over Unadilla Valley, 49-12. Deposit Hancock bounces back from their loss at Sydney last week with a 34-10 win over Walton. So Walton now is 0-3 to start the year. Oneonta goes on the road and picks up a 40-14 victory over Watkins Glen Odessa Montour. And the other score that we have is Norwich over Maine Endwell, 13-12. Would have loved to have seen that game up in Norwich.
Yeah, that would have been a great game to see as well. But I'll tell you what, we were treated to one here, too.
Let's finally wrap things up with our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Boy, a lot of you know, different ways you could go with this here. You got Lucas Tanner with your 2 touchdown runs. Boy, there's a lot of different ways you could go here. Brandon Evans with a touchdown tonight. Ethan Finchley and Matthews were all over. Matthews had a touchdown. Tim, your thoughts?
I'm going to go with LT tonight.
Yeah,
two touchdowns. You know, big, and he's such an emotional leader. I'd like to give him a little props for what he does out there as the H-back. He doesn't always get the ball, but he's the lead blocker on a lot of runs and stuff. LT, Offensive Player of the Night.
Next is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. excuse me, a lot of good options here as well. We saw Reggie Jimenez. He's already gotten this award a couple of times this year. He made some big plays. Brandon Evans with that interception, which I thought was key. Again, a lot of different guys you could go with. I have somebody in mind for the All-Purpose Award.
Okay.
So let's go, boy, for Sydney on this side, let's go with Brandon Evans. He had the interception. I think that was at a key moment. Boy, you could go LT there,
yeah,
too. He had those fumble recoveries. But we'll go with Brandon Evans from Sydney for the Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think Coy Austin is the easy choice here from Green. Just managed the game so well from his quarterback position. Made run after run, kickoff return for a touchdown of 70 yards. Coy Austin is our all-purpose award winner tonight.
Yeah, I totally agree with that choice, too, because I'll tell you what, he absolutely ran the engine that called the Green Trojan football team tonight. And then, you know, the thing is I love watching kids that aren't in a hurry, and he isn't. He just sits and he waits for his blocks to come up to make their block and everything, and then he just takes off, and he's got outstanding speed. And then the other thing he did tonight and worthy of the all-purpose award is he was one of the cornerbacks on the outside against Liam Matthews, mm-hmm, and Ethan Finch, so he kept them in check tonight.
So a great game, and Sydney comes out on top 28-22. They move to 3-0. They were ranked third in the state in Class D this week, and you know, they're just continuing to build off of what they ended with last year, going to the state Final Four. This team just playing with a ton of confidence right now. But Green gave them all they could handle here tonight, so a lot of fun to watch. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 1:30 as Bainbridge Guilford heads over to take on the Delhi Bulldogs. Join us at about 1:20 for the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. So, Tim, thanks for coming tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Nate. Doubleheader weekend, you know, it's awesome.
Can't wait.
High school football.
A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Again, our final score, Sydney defeats Green on the road 28-22. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.